wives and children behind to kick off a boys' weekend, riding snowmobiles through the backcountry. They are aware of the approaching bad weather, but eager to sneak in some time on the trails.
We knew the storm was, you know, heading our direction, but it wasn't really supposed to get there until that night.
But the storm is moving in much faster than expected. By 8:30 a.m., their snowmobile journey through the woods is underway. Meek is not as experienced as the others. His friend, Greg Boyd, takes the lead as the group explores the trails, spiraling 12,000 feet upward toward the Continental Divide.
It was beautiful. Blue skies, just a few light clouds, snow-capped mountains.
We were up there 3-4 hours, just playing around, taking off and trying this trail and trying that trail.
Around 1:30 p.m., the men spot the first signs of bad weather. One of them captures the approaching storm clouds on video.
We'd stopped at the top of the hill, you know, to take some pictures, and you could see a storm starting to come, and we said, well, it's time to start heading down.
They follow an unfamiliar trail when it suddenly dead ends into a perilous drop. The men manage to turn around but sink into waist-deep snow as they struggle over the steep terrain.
We spent the better part of 2 hours